going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Bride and groom have written their own vows.
I'm so sorry. I have something I gotta say.
What are you doing?
I've been given a gift. I can hear men's thoughts.
Right now?
Because of my gift. James, I know you are not worthy of my friend Mari.
What are you talking about?
He slept with your cousin Gabby last May.
That never happened. That never, never happened.
I am so sorry, Mari. He said you were on a break.
Everybody lying right now.
Wow. Yeah. That's a scene from the new movie, What Men Want, featuring DC's own Taraji P. Henson. I'm not going to give the movie away, but I will tell you that Henson's character develops the ability to read men's minds, and she finds out what they want, what they're thinking about. And tonight we are asking our men's panel. My guests are James Marshall. He's a relationship counselor. Ben Rice, he's a fitness trainer. And Warren Morris, he is a publicist. And we want to hear from you as well. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Certainly you can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Harold?
Hey, Harold.
Yeah, everybody ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Everybody nervous?
We got to watch our back when we leave. Exactly. Just to make sure we don't say nothing.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Trust me, you guys are on your own tonight. So here's the deal. Women'sDay.com recently released this survey. 10 things men wish women knew about the way they think, us. And I'm going to go through these throughout the program and kind of get your opinion about this. Let's start with the first three. First of all, we crave compliments just as much as you do. Number two, they don't have to be about our looks. And honesty is well-intentioned. All right, everybody, don't jump all in at once. James, I'll start with you, relationship counselor. What do you think?
I think it's really spot on. I wouldn't have put it in those words, per se, but especially the idea about men enjoying compliments. You know, everyone likes home court or home field advantage. Why? Because the crowd is in your favor. They're cheering for you. They're rooting you on. They're supporting you with their words. But when a man can come home and not have home court advantage because the woman he's with is not cheering him on, rooting him on, it will cause problems. So, you know, men, we do enjoy someone in our corner giving us good words, building us up instead of tearing us down. Mm. And
that's a good point.
Yeah, it comes out. But I wouldn't necessarily call it compliments, but it is that. It's encouraging words.
Okay. Ben, Warren?
I agree as well. And we were talking a little earlier that, you know, as men, a lot of times we may think about or feel these things, but we don't feel comfortable verbalizing them. You know, sometimes they may attribute weakness or, you know, sometimes a woman may take it the wrong way. But, you know, we want the same things a lot of times what they want, you know, and just to have that, you know, coming home after a long day, you know, bringing the breadwinner and, you know, maybe you look good or, you know, just, you know, I like the way you smell. And this anything, you know, this it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much at all.
Mark?
I definitely agree. I think it was a well-given point because men love compliments, but it's not barbershop talk.
What do you mean by that?
Guys are not getting their beards done, getting the shape up, saying, man, I want a compliment about my girl. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's almost like it's kind of taboo. We want it, but we don't want to talk about it. We just want them to know.
Do the compliments have to be about the aesthetics? Can it be about something else inside or about who we are?
Well, let me just piggyback on that. I think we want to be complimented on a lot of things. I mean, if we do a good job, we want you to say, thanks for opening up my door. Thanks for cooking dinner tonight. baby, I see you've been working out in the gym. The mom's looking good. You know, we enjoy all those things because that's motivation to us to keep doing what we're doing to please you, ultimately. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do. We want to please the lady at all times.
What about honesty, particularly about something that, you know, baby, does this suit make me look fat? Or, you know, or even, well, baby, how was that?
Well, maybe you need to work on your technique a little.
I just say be flat-footed and plain-spoken, but guys have egos.
Absolutely.
So what about those periods of bold-faced honesty?
Well, I think that's a very, very tricky topic. Because, you know, sometimes you want to be honest, and the person that you're with, you should be able to be honest with. But in the back of your mind, can they handle that honesty? You know, kind of, you know, brings you back to that movie, You Can't Handle the Truth. And, you know, we were also talking about that. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're in a relationship, sometimes you get comfortable, you get complacent. And the same energy that you bring to the table when you want that, you know, you should still have that. You know, the going to the gym all the time, you know, this the caring about what you, you know, you look like, you know, dressing up, makeup, and not being too, you know, too comfortable with saying, okay, I'm already in a relationship now, it doesn't matter.
I think sometimes women take advantage of men of the being this massive beast. And what I mean by that is men are always taught, you never say a lady looks big. You never say she looks fat. You never say she looks old. And sometimes they do that to us, and we have to just take it on the chin. And we can't show that soft and weak side. Mm-hmm. So the same way that women has to be built up, men want to be built up the same way. Hmm. You know, we just don't talk about it.
Hmm. What about... It, like you said, it's one thing for you to be honest about whatever they may happen to perhaps ask you about, but can they be honest with
you
us?
Know, truth hurts sometimes, and, you know, if we were all to be honest, we don't like all truths, you know.
Exactly.
We have to hear it, but I don't think people should expect us to be excited about it, you know. I think we're going to respond just like every other human being responds when they hear some truth that is a hard pill to swallow. We're going to take it cautiously. We might be a little bit more subdued, you know. We may not be as excited about it, but we have to hear it. And I think it's all about the comfort level that a person has with, I mean, if the relationship is brand new, then you might get one response. But if you know at the end of the day this woman has your best interest at heart, mm-hmm. then the truth is going to be received, even if it's not well received, as we say.
You know, sometimes I think that it really has to do with the tone and tenor of how the truth is shared.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if she asks you to, she says, you know, you haven't taken out the trash, all week. You know, you're less of a man.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, or, you know, honey, you know, you haven't taken out the trash, you know, all week. Did you forget?
Right.
And I think sometimes some of those things are subtle. Obviously, the example that I used was extreme. Or was it? Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are at a men's panel talking to the brothers, asking what men want. What are they thinking about a myriad of things as it relates to their relationships? Let me go to Lamont. Lamont calling from Germantown. Oh, wow, we lost Lamont. Give me a call back if you can, Lamont, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I would like to hear from some ladies as well what they are thinking about what we are thinking. Okay, I want to go down this list a little bit more, too. It suggests that we really want to solve your problems.
Exactly.
And talk to me about that.
Well, I think most men want to feel relevant. I think part of a relationship is you want to feel like you matter.
Right.
And a lot of times your lady come home, she's talking about what's going on at work or her girlfriends, and then you might suggest something, and then she just ignore you. Right. And so I think men want to feel relevant, like what we saying matters to you, and you're going to take what we say and actually implement some of that or take some of it, but just don't throw it to the side and say, I'm not going to do any of that. So we just want to be relevant.
But I've heard a lot of women say that they don't want you to solve their problems unless they ask you what you think. A lot of times they just want to vent about their problems. Is that true?
Absolutely is true, you know, and sometimes as men, it's hard for us to turn that off because that comes natural for us.
Exactly.
It's very natural for us to jump to how can I fix it and how can we change this and what needs to be done, whereas sometimes the sisters just want to be in the moment. And for guys, we don't want to be in the moment per se. We want to be in the moment, but let's get this moment to a better moment so that we don't have to continue to talk about it. It's just not natural for us to kind of slow down and empathize and tell us more about how you feel and those things. We have to work really hard for that. But to fix a problem, we'll pick up a screwdriver real quick and fix it.
Well, that's a great point, because what happened is men are known to protect. So when you say we jump right into it, that's the part of us protecting them.
Right.
So we are trying to solve something to protect future feelings or future situations. So that's a great point you made.
Exactly. And women in general, they want to feel protected. They want to feel like their man is their security blanket.
Exactly.
You know, that's part of it. So, you know, just like you were saying, you know, to turn it on and off like that, it just doesn't.
It's tough.
You know, it really is tough. It really is tough.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What men want. What are we thinking when it comes to the women in our life? Let's go to Lisa. Hey, Lisa, calling from Gaithersburg. How are you? What's on your mind?
I'm well. How are you?
Just fine.
This is a great conversation, and I like the way it is flowing and the ideas that are and suggestions that are coming out. My question is, and maybe I'm jumping ahead, what about intellect? Where does that fall? What do men want when it comes to in a woman when it comes to intellect?
Some, please.
Let's talk all night about that.
Yeah.
You know, let me just say, my mother says, and I'm paraphrasing here, because my mother can be quite colorful. She said, you can get with a dumb woman. She said, that's easy. Mm-hmm. She said, but an intelligent woman is what you really want.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. No one wants to marry a dumb woman either. If we're going to get married, we want to make sure that the woman we are marrying actually feels like a partner and not like we have to parent them or they're like childish or anything like that. We don't want to parent anyone, you know. Now, it's a difference between intellect and being like overly outspoken, you know. We don't want to be talked over either.
Well, outspoken doesn't mean you're smart. Outspoken means that you're just outspoken.
And loud.
I'll let you take that.
I thought we're going to need security when we leave here.
Let me tell you, listen, I'm going to let you guys respond to that after the break. But I want to let our listeners know, if you're on the phone, that includes Antonio calling from D.C. I believe that's Clarissa calling from Baltimore, Orion, and you're going to have to help me with that. Really, really colorful name calling from Bowie. We will take your phone call, so please don't hang up. And if you're trying to get through, please keep trying. I promise we will take as many calls as we can. Of course, we are talking about what men want when it comes to the women in their lives. So please stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
How was that?
It was phenomenal.
Girls like you in my head, you knew everything that I wanted. Girl, I feel like I just ran half a marathon. I need some electrolytes. You want some electrolytes?
No.
I don't smoke or nothing after sex, but I'm going to give me some Gatorade. You want some Gatorade?
No.
I got flavors.
That had to be the funniest line. The funniest line in the movie right there. That's, of course, What Men Want, featuring DC's own Taraji P. Henson. In that movie, she develops the ability to read men's minds, and she's finding out what men want. And so for our listeners tonight, we're giving you an opportunity at our men's roundtable to figure out what men want when it comes to the women in their lives. My guests are James Marshall. He's a relationship counselor. Ben Rice, fitness trainer. And Warren Morris, a publicist. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phone lines, I wanted to pick up on the piece about intellect, because that's what Lisa was asking. I just think that is so important. Intellect is sexy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It really is. A smart woman who knows how to express herself and really put, you know, her thoughts together. Intellect is, it's just a really big deal.
I definitely agree, because when you have that intelligent lady, it takes you to that next level as a man as well.
Right.
Because a lot of times we're not fully there and we're not fully polished, and it's nothing like
speak
having
for
someone.
Hello.
I'm just trying to keep it real.
I'm keeping it real.
You definitely are. Right.
You gonna have some problems tonight.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling you, I'm a dumb man.
Exactly. I'm with you on that 100%. But it's nothing like having that. That intelligent lady to assist you into any type of goals or anything you're trying to achieve.
To compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You need to compliment each other, make each other better.
That's right.
And grow as a unit. You know, you can't have one person that does everything and the other person is just completely dependent. It's not going to work.
As they say, iron sharpens iron. You
know? Exactly.
That's right. And sometimes you can both be rusty. Hopefully, you know, a little oil kind of keeping it together. Let's go. Inside joke. Let's go to Pam calling for Bowie. Pam, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hey. Thank you for allowing me to call in.
Sure.
So my question is, I am a newlywed.
And Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you. But just wondering how the best way, you guys' opinion on how to approach those sensitive conversations with my husband without damaging his masculinity or his ego. But, you know, some things need to be discussed.
Like what? What's the conversation, Pam? What's the one thing that you're concerned about?
So, sexual needs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not wanting him to feel less than, but if I have needs and I need more or I need something different or, you know, how do you approach that without him feeling some kind of way?
Well, the first thing I would say is, anytime you have a sensitive topic like that, from my experiences, I like to remove myself from the house. I like to talk about those things outside the house, so you don't feel like if something don't go right, you're stuck in that house setting. So I would say remove yourself from the house and be in a good space when you guys are already having a great day.
Right.
And also forecast what you want to talk about. Say, hey, I need a safe place to talk about something. A lot of times people don't allow themselves a safe place where someone's going to be criticized or they're going to make a comment. You have to sometimes break it all the way down for men. And if he's not a communicator, tell him, hey, this is a safe place. I want to talk about something. There's nothing wrong. I just want you to know what I want and what I need.
And to piggyback off of that, you know, just like we were saying earlier, it's the place that you're coming from. You know, if it's more of just a conversation of suggestions that, you know, you have that will make the spice up the relationship and make it better, then just talking more of a casual type of conversation and not, you know, this is what you're not doing and this is this. You know, it's more of just a casual conversation, you know, let's try this. I think this will add to here and add here. So it's more of that space and how you approach it as well.
Yeah. And I think you will soften him up, so to speak, if you try to understand his needs first. if you try to understand his needs first before just describing what your needs are, asking him, what do you need? How can I be better? What can I do? And then follow up with, here are some of the things that I was thinking I may need. And then that way he realizes that it's just not about you telling him what to do, but it's also you trying to understand if there's anything that he wants you to do.
Exactly.
And I would also say a lot of it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about performance, that's an issue. If you're talking about participation, that's a completely different thing. I would... And either one may be a little dicey. I mean, he could come home and you could, you know, show up in the fur coat and the heels as something new, and he may be all for it. But if you're talking about, you know, some physiological issues, then you really have to soft pedal that. And in all cases, I think you really need to come. This is your husband. You love him and you're a newlywed. We hope that you know him. You got to come from a place of pure love.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. This is about, I'm telling you this because I want this not for me. I want this for us.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, you get the reciprocal. But, you know, certainly good luck, Pam. And again, congratulations on your wedding and many, many happy years for you and your husband. I appreciate your phone call. Let's go to Antonio. Antonio calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Antonio?
Yeah, what's up, man? How you doing, boss?
I'm good.
Hey, nothing on my mind. I was just wanted to answer the question. The question was what guys was looking for. Well, I'm a young brother. I'm 23 years old from Washington, D.C., and I say I'm looking for something simple like my grandparents. I was raised by my grandparents, so I just feel like people make love and stuff too hard for our relationship, and people give up too easy. If something go wrong, they're ready to go to social media. They're ready to go to their friends, ready to go to somebody else. But if the problem is with your spouse, I feel like that should stay between y'all two. You should always ride it out until the end. That's all I wanted to say for real. Like, just keep it simple.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of good points, young brother. You're spot on. You know, same thing. You know, my parents, they just celebrated their 43rd anniversary. Mm. And, you know, it's something about, you know, what they did and the effort that they put into making it work. And they'll tell you all day, every day, it wasn't easy. You know, now that I'm adult and I see things, I know it wasn't easy. But, you know, people are so quick now just to say, okay, I'm going to take the easy route out. Or just like you say, you know, go to social media. Just social media definitely has changed the game all the way around in so yes. many facets of yes. relationships. And I think it's happened so quick. People haven't even adjusted properly to it. But a lot of good points, bro. A lot of good points.
Okay. Thank you so much, Antonio. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're at the men's round table talking about what men want. Clarissa calling from Baltimore. Clarissa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
Man, so I just wanted to say that, first of all, I know that a man wants, like, God in the middle of your relationship, because it's a serious thing when you get married. So I think, like, with a man, because it says a man should choose that chooses a wife in favor. So I think, like, when a man decides, okay, you're the one that I want to spend the rest of my life with, because men don't marry easy. Y'all do not, like, y'all really, I believe, have to love us a whole lot. So one thing I think that men, communication is the key in any relationship. So it has to be a two-way communication. But what I know that men don't want, because my husband, you know, a man don't want you to come home and talk to them like you are their mother, because you are their wife, you know. So you have to, like, talk to them as a person and not, like, talk to them like you're trying to tell them what to do, because most men don't want you trying to tell them what to do. You know, so I think it's the time that you talk to that man. It's the place that you talk to that man. Like, if he's just coming home from a hard day work, that's not the time to try to talk to him about a serious issue. Let him rewind. Mm-hmm. Let him, you know, take a moment. Or if he's watching a football game, if you know he loves football, you know, that's not the time, because you won't have his undivided attention.
Well, Clarissa, let me see what the guys have to say about this. And because in short, two things that really kind of stuck out: don't be controlling and don't be emasculating.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a proverb that says it's better to live on a corner of a rooftop than in the house with a contentious wife. You know,
ooh.
Yeah.
Well.
So you know, no one wants to be nagged. You know, there's a level of us as guys that wants autonomy. We want to be able to move and do things on our time. We don't want to feel forced and pressured into it. And I think sometimes, you know, sisters may think that we're just dragging our feet. And it's not that we're dragging our feet, but we do things best when we're ready to do it. You know?
Exactly.
So. Okay.
Clarissa, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about quantity versus quality time. This is also on the list, the time that you spend together. How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that you should spend more time by the watch or more time by the quality of the time that you spend together?
I would say quantity is better because men don't look at it that way. You know, men look at it as we just went to dinner last night. You know, so we can go to a show and dinner, and then tomorrow we feel like we got the day off. I mean, that's, I'm just being honest.
Right.
And what happens is sometimes a female might interpret it as, well, we was only there for an hour or two. We didn't do anything. And a man feel like, well, I spent my whole evening with you. So sometimes the quality of the time is the best thing. You know, you get the best out of us in short periods sometimes, you know, because what happens is a lot of guys, they just not good communicators and they don't know how to communicate. So what happens is when you stretch that time, that's when a lot of things start to break down sometimes.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, no, ditto for me. I didn't get no argument over here. I mean we don't break it down like that. You're right. We do not break our time down like that. We see it as, you know, what do you mean? We was together all last night.
Exactly.
You know, what do you mean? We, you know, we're going to be together tonight. You coming home, right? You know, we don't see it that way. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't think about the quality, because I think we do need to think about the quality. But what comes natural for us is the fact that time is time, you know,
exactly.
However it's spent.
And coming from the evolved brother at the table. Oh, man.
Going daggers, man. Yeah. He's going daggers today, boy.
Ben was not ready for this. you know, I think quantity of time is important. But when you were talking about, you know, all of us are busy professionals.
Right.
And whether you are, you know, married or, you know, dating or what have you, I think that it's so the quality of the time is really critical, because schedules are opposite. There may be issues about geography. Let's say for single people, if you're not living together and she's working and he's working and you're trying to fit in everybody's schedule. And so, the time that you do spend together has got to be good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really, really has to be good stuff, because it, for the single people, it really tells you if you are compatible, and for the married people, it enhances the chemistry and the compatibility, I think. But I think also that's a conversation.
Right.
That needs to be had, because a lot of sisters are like you said, I was just there last night.
right.
You know, I got stuff to do. Mm. You know, so just certainly something to think about. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about what men think. Winslow calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, so one of the comments was that men like to be built up by their women. I kind of disagree with that. I believe that a man should be already built by the time he takes on a woman, because if the expectation is a woman is to build you, then you've already given her power to tear you down. So if you can come to the table already loving yourself, knowing who you are, knowing what you want out of life, and you find somebody that's a good match for you, the built-up part, I don't disagree with it. I mean, compliment, add to, like a puzzle piece. You know, I don't need my puzzle to be built for me, because, you know, I do that for me. Just a different take on it. And I'm a little evolved myself. You know?
Evolution is a little
bit. See, I
got something for Winslow, though. Okay, but I'm a little bit. Let's the brothers go ahead.
Let me say this. I think the word we used was compliment. I don't remember using the word built up, so I agree and disagree with him. So in reference to compliments is something that is a motivation in reference to knowing that. Because some people need affirmation in relationships. You want to know that person is into you. And it's not about them building you up. You want to make sure this person is connected to you and you guys are connected.
Right.
So, and just to give you an example is you want to make sure that you guys are on the same path. Because what happens is if a guy is going around, he goes to work, he got a nice suit on, everybody at work say he look good. And then he gets home and she don't say nothing. He's like, well, what's going on up in here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be on the same wavelength as the person you're spending your life with. So I don't necessarily agree with everything he said, but I'm more on the side of compliments, not building you up.
And I actually disagree a little bit with what the brother said. I respect what he said, but, you know, to be already built up gives me a sense of completion. And I don't ever want to stop growing. I think... Mm.
Good point.
Complacency can destroy a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I always want to be growing. I don't ever want to feel like I've reached that point. Because if I've finished everything and I'm done, then that means that my time might be done here too.
Exactly.
So I can always go to the next level. And anybody in my circle should be helpful and not hurtful in taking me to the next level.
Great point. That's a great point.
So, you know, I'm always want to be, if I'm already a 10-story skyscraper or whatever it may be, I want to go to a 20-story. And if you're going to help, if you're going to be in the mix in that season of my life when I'm going to the next level, I gotta build, you know, and you gotta be involved in it. But I respect what he's saying, you know, you shouldn't go in broken, you shouldn't go in feeling incomplete, maybe, and expecting a person to complete you. But someone should always, you know, build you up. Everybody, you know, we need to build each other up.
Especially your mate that you choose, you know,
absolutely.
You're with them a lot, you know, you have to. So,
and see, I really like that building metaphor, because, and these were the two points. If you are getting compliments and positive reinforcement during the day and you come home, whether you're married to her or it's your girlfriend or what have you, she can be a wrecking ball or a crane.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
And if she doesn't say anything that compliments you, she will eventually, bit by bit, she will tear down even the most confident man. Or those little compliments will be the crane that makes that 10-story building over time.
Folded.
A 15-story building or adding on to it.
Right.
Okay. But I think the other thing, and this has to do with Winslow, and I've been saying this for years, if you have your stuff together, If your man resume is right, you got a good job, you're a homeowner, you're bringing home the bacon, and this is specifically for the single brothers. And if you have children, you take care of your children, you love your mother, and you go to church, all of that stuff. The question that is, and this is an honest and difficult question, when she steps to you or you step to her, the thing that a lot of guys say, short of me just wanting her, why should I want her? If I have everything that I need, you know, how is she going to make my life better than it is?
Yeah. I mean, if you have everything you need, then that means you have no space for anything else.
Right.
I mean, you know.
You're not vulnerable either.
Yeah.
But I say that to say that a woman who has herself together and really has something to offer and can say this is her self-worth and I can make you a better man than you already are, then you have a winner.
Yeah,
that's my thought. Winslow, thank you for causing drama on the show.
You already started that.
Right. Who, me? Okay. Feminine touches. Girly girls, fancy girls, tomboys, your thoughts?
I mean, it's such a preference thing, you know? I mean, I think sometimes it would be nice to have a lady that can sit down with you and watch a game and be able to speak intelligently about it. But then at the same time, I want a woman who can, you know, put it on and look good too. You know, I don't want her to look like me and feel like me. You know, that's just not my preference. You know, I mean, I think everyone may be a little different, but I think the key is a woman who takes care of themselves.
Oh man,
you know, you get what I'm saying?
Yes. You hit that. That's a home run. And just to go in detail. Men pay attention to a lot of things.
They're visual.
Men are visual creatures. So everything you do, we see. Everything you do, we might not compliment or say something because we might be scared of the backlash. You know, I give you a prime example. I dated a girl years ago, and she had the same toe polish on from September
time.
From September to January. Man, want your feet done in the wintertime too, baby. I mean, so we want all of that, you know. So little small things like that play a big part. We want your feet done all year long.
Ben, now,
when you first met her, was she keeping them? She was on point.
I mean, what happened was the leaves started to fall, so she stopped going to Nails Express. I mean, you got to keep that going on.
Warren, would you like to try?
Yes, no, I agree with what both of these brothers were saying. You know, you have to have and be multifaceted. You know, just like they want that in us. You know, sometimes they want the, you know, throw a suit on, can speak properly, go into a boardroom and handle business. And sometimes they want a little bit of, you know, street cred, I guess they would say. You know, they want, you know, because you don't want things to get, you know, boring and things like that. So we want the same thing out of our women. You know, you want to be able to have, you know, both sides of the spectrum, not just one thing. Mm-hmm. And just remember, the thing that you got that attracted us, you know, keep that. You know, we notice those things.
Yeah.
You know?
James?
I mean, you know, don't come in looking like a princess and then wake up looking like a dragon. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I just want, you know, yeah,
Is it reverse for that?
We're going to need a verse
for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you need scripture.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I got one. Well, then again.
But, you know, my mother is 76 years old and she always looks good. She always smells good. Yeah. She's impeccably well groomed. Uh-huh. And I think if you grow up with that, then that's kind of the thing that you expect. But I also think that men should acknowledge that that's not always easy, even for a woman who is perpetually well groomed. Right. That stuff takes work.
Yeah.
Time.
And it takes time, and it does take money, and I think that they need to recognize that, and also recognize that sometimes she's just not going to feel like doing it, and if that's the only reason that you like her, then you're not going to like her on those days, and so you really have to look beyond that. But I do think that those kinds of things are important. Let me see, Jim. Hey, Jim, calling from New York. What's on your mind? Jim, are you there? Yeah, go right ahead.
I'm still here.
Go ahead.
I just had a theory on my thing on it is that, you know, when it comes to what men want, and I ain't going to say all men, but I think most generalized men, you know, they just want somebody like, you know, we go out, we work all day, you know, and we're facing all kind of challenges every day. And in some situations, we got to be like subservient, you know, to people that's not even really deserving, and then we come home, and, you know, we need a woman not to really stroke us, but not, you know, same thing they need, you know. But, you know, we need somebody just to kind of, like, you know, say, you know, you did a good job, or, you know, everything all right, you know, everything, you know, you can do it, you know, I believe in you. Not kind of like pick you up and kind of brush the boo off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, positive motivation.
Positive
Jim.
Reinforcement.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Got a couple more of these I want to make sure I get through. Okay, so, and, you know, and I hope that the lady who called earlier when she said that her husband is sensitive and there were some things that she wanted to talk about, it says that you can be a boss in the bedroom. It says express your fantasies, suggest toys, and give good, and give good directions. Pastor, I want you to say
Well,
hey,
the
shift that over here. Hey, shift that over here.
You know, everything is permissible as long as it's consensual. You know, I mean, in the bedroom, you know, and guys, we like changes, right?
We relish that, man.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want it to be the same thing every time.
Oh, man.
And, you know, if we ain't got to be the one to take the initiative sometimes, and you take the initiative, then go for it.
Say that word again, Pastor. Initiative. Yes. Let me talk on that real quick. Brothers always initiate. So we enjoy to sit back and do nothing.
That's right. That's right.
Like, can I say that one more time?
Oh, please.
We want to sit back and
you got the choir behind you.
Do nothing. I mean, to my ideal day, come home, sit on the couch, and I'm just sitting there. And you can take it from there. You can go take your imagination where I don't have to do anything.
Ben, this is a family show.
Okay, I didn't say it. to say all of that is, guys are tired of initiating, ladies. We enjoy a show. We enjoy fantasy. We enjoy 100%. Visuals. We enjoy costumes. We enjoy all those great things they have that you can buy. You can never buy enough costumes. Never.
Warren.
Role play.
But yeah, I do think, honestly, that there are a lot of sisters out there that are themselves evolved. And women of a certain age, they know themselves, they are confident in, you know, in their sexuality and the like, and they may very well, you know, bring things up. I would argue that if your girlfriend, your wife, you know, whatever the relationship happens to be, if, you know, if she's been serving up, you know, Rice Krispies for years, okay? And then one morning she wants to put a little cheese and a scrambled egg white that you never knew she could cook eggs. You need to make sure that you are ready to take the eggs and the scrambled egg whites and all of that. And instead of saying, well, what happened to the Rice Krispies?
Right.
You have to be ready for the flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
You really do. I want to go down to this last one, and I think this one is really important because I only have a few more minutes. It says, try not to pick out the one thing we did wrong.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That is the one thing that stood out to me about this list. I mean, it goes back to the compliments and everything else. You know, you don't want to feel like, it's kind of like, you know, you go, you do everything, you work, you know, you cook dinner, and then, you know, you missed a key ingredient, and they want to focus on the one thing that you didn't do instead of the 6-7 different things that you did throughout the whole day that were positive. And, you know, it's a deal breaker. really is.
And stop making the one thing the whole of who I am.
Oh, man.
You know, so they start using these general statements like, you always, and you don't ever, and you never. And
never.
I'm like, one time. Mm-hmm. It was one time, you know, and, you know, it's almost like if you got a garden, and in your garden you got tomatoes, you got cucumbers, you got lettuce.
Greens, beans, potatoes.
Yeah, the whole nine, right? But, you know, if the tomatoes go bad, well, the tomatoes went bad. You still got lettuce, you still got cucumbers, you still got a whole lot of other stuff. Instead of just focusing on the one thing that went bad. And if you only focus on the one thing that went bad, eventually everything else is going to go bad too.
Well, that's true, Pastor, because you ever notice how when you make a mistake, they can talk all night. But when they make a mistake, I'm done.
Exactly.
You're right. You guys see that Liberty Mutual commercial where the brother looks at his wife and just says, see, Liberty Mutual, forget it.
Oh, man.
James Marshall, Ben Rice, and Warren Morris, thank you all so much for ending my week on a good note. Yes, fun. Indeed. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, February 15th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.